few things are more uncomfortable than cold, wet feet. A hunter in Maine attempted to solve this problem more than 100 years ago. He invented a distinctive style of rubber and leather boots and ended up launching a retail empire. Today, L.L. Bean boots are still popular, and not just for hunters. Hipsters want duck boots, too. As Murray Carpenter reports, demand is so great this season, the company is scrambling to keep up.
Royce Haynes is walking through a large, well-lit factory. It's the middle of the night, and the place is bustling.
It is around midnight, almost quarter to 12, and we're standing here in Brunswick, Maine, on the shop floor where we make bean boots.
Haynes manages the shop, and he says L.L. Bean hired 100 new employees to meet the demand for its signature boots and added the night shift. He's trying to meet a backlog of nearly 100,000 pairs. Just down the road at L.L. Bean's flagship store in Freeport, there aren't many boots left on the shelves, but some customers are getting lucky.
I have the coveted L.L. Bean brown leather boot that every teenage girl wants for Christmas.
Cheryl Lee is from Natick, Massachusetts.
However, I was sent up to get three sizes, two pair for two friends, no sizes for the friends, just for my daughter. So I feel a little guilty about that.
Some of the demand is driven by fashion trends, like lumberjack chic. But L.L. Bean's Mac McKeever says the boots have a broader appeal.
These boots have always been popular with outdoorsmen, traditional outdoorsmen and hunters and loggers and farmers. But they've seemed to garner favor in the fashion industry as well as with young folks, college campuses, folks from the cities. Obviously, it's a welcome surge in popularity for us.
Brent Steer has been seeing them everywhere at Lafayette College in Pennsylvania, where his wife works.
So we're at the Lafayette-Lehigh game, which is the 150th anniversary at Yankee Stadium. And it's the longest-running college rivalry football game in the country. And everyone had bean boots, so that's why we got them. So.
Steer, pushing a baby stroller around the store, is wearing his pants down over his new boots. But the younger crowd likes to flaunt them. Women often wear them unlaced over skinny jeans or tights.
Everyone's doing the whole wool sock out of the bean boot thing, whether it's with jeans or leggings. Yeah.
Hannah Perkins, a Mainer who's been wearing the boots for years, says they're now very popular with her classmates at Susquehanna University.
Guys do tuck in their pants as well. It's funny. Some guys will wear them outside, so you only see the tops, but I've seen guys rock the tuck in the pant look too. Maybe not the wool socks, but...
So it's almost like a show off your boots look.
Oh, absolutely.
Back at the factory, the night shift crew is hitting its stride. Maine's once thriving shoe industry is now mostly gone, but these boots are still made here by hand. The workers cut leather patterns out of a full hide and punch in eyelets for the laces, then triple stitch the uppers to the rubber bottom. It all takes time, and Haynes says it will take months to catch up with the orders.
A lot of demand out there. Back orders are building on us. The pressure's on. We've got some boots to make.
And those Maine-made boots are not just feeding the U.S. market. It turns out that bean boots, especially in vibrant colors, are huge in Japan. For NPR News, I'm Murray Carpenter.